Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Look, I have no issue with our guy Bernard, who's obviously I appreciate you listening. Thank you for the phone call. I just don't think he's operating in reality. The idea that the Lions don't have players that other teams want, the idea that they have the worst defensive line in the NFC. Wow. I guess that's a glass is half empty kind of call. I think the Lions have a ton of players that other teams would want. A ton. Ray Agnew, we played the Ray Agnew soundbite, the assistant GM, saying he was on a Super Bowl team that had playmakers at every level. And that's the feeling he gets with this group. And I think he's right. I think they have coveted, literally young, talented, coveted players in every position group. Guys who make plays in every position group.
Well, I mean, I guess if you look at the NFL.com, which is run by the NFL, they are currently unleashing their top 100 players in the NFL.
Yep.
Just looking inside the top 30, checking in at number 27 is Lions running back Jahmyr Gibbs. Checking in at number 20 is Lions wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown. Checking in at number 15 is Lions quarterback Jared Goff. And checking in at number 13, the latest addition, is Lions offensive tackle Penei Sewell. I haven't checked to see if Hutchinson went, if he's outside the top 30, but if Hutchinson hasn't been selected yet, guess who's going to be inside the top 30? Now, I could
be wrong. They haven't released the whole 100.
No, they have 12 more to go.
Okay. They got a ton of players. They got a ton of players. I'm shocked at that. Hey, you might want to see him get more. You might have concerns about Philly. You might have real concerns about the loss of the coordinators or Frank Ragnow. We're whistling past the graveyard thinking this old line's going to be able to get the job done. But by saying they have the worst defensive line in the NFC and don't have players that other teams want, I can't. If that's the premise for your argument, I don't know that we're going anywhere with any conversations. Kang, what do you we haven't had a chance to bring you in. You feel this is the best you felt about a Lions team ever? Best chance to win a Super Bowl ever?
No, I actually felt better last year to start the year. Okay. But with that being said, it's not far off. I mean, this team is definitely good enough to win the Super Bowl. I think people are looking for perfection, and you're just not going to get it. I'm sure last year Eagles fans and Eagles media were like, well, Jalen Hurts, he can't throw the ball. Or they lost Kelsey. What are they going to do? You know, hey, we have two new coordinators. You're not going to have the perfect team, and we're going to let this thing play out. I think my biggest concern is Frank Ragnow, to be honest with you. So the question is, has the rest of the team gotten good enough or better to offset what you might lose there? Right. Is Terry Arnold a lot better? Is a healthy Hutch much better? Don't forget, Gibbs, Branch, all those guys were so young, they still haven't hit their ceiling yet. At least we hope not. So I'm hoping those things offset what I feel like what they did get worse at, which is the interior offensive line. Now, there's a chance Mahogany could be really good, but I'm not going to count on that. You know, Graham Glasgow is getting older, and you have a rookie at the other guard. So those are things we'll have to see play out. But right now, on paper, they're not better than they were last year as far as the interior line, but I'm hoping everything else is better.
Yeah, yeah, I see what you're saying. Definitely with the interior line, there's reason to question it. I'm chesty about Ratledge. I like Mahogany a lot. We'll see how it plays out. You got a veteran center, but a guy who every year you wonder if there's going to be some regression. I hope not with Graham Glasgow. But
I mean, you want to be in that tier one group of teams that have a really, really good chance to win the Super Bowl. And the Lions are in that group. So I don't know what more you can ask for. I know people want it's a better Reg Escher opposite Aiden Hutchinson.
You did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
He Reg Esched people.
But and I get it because Marcus Davenport hasn't stayed healthy. And that's what you're kind of banking on right now. And that's not a lot of confidence in that bank, you know?
Hey, there's no reports of him being injured in the last 24 hours. We will probably update that all season long. 248-539-9797. Elliot in Allen Park. Hi, Elliot.
Hey, how's it going?
We're great.
Gator and Doug. I agree with what Kang just finished saying. This is the best team I've seen since the 1970 team, which had four Hall of Famers on it, but I question the opposite defensive end, Marcus Davenport, because if you look at the three losses we had last year, our kryptonite defensively is the running quarterback. In the first loss, Baker Mayfield took the game on his shoulders, and he started running in the second half. We couldn't stop him. We lost that game. Then we faced Buffalo, and Josh was Josh. Then in the playoffs, injuries caught up to us. However, Jaden started running, and that was effective. So I think what they're going to do, what teams are going to do, is double team Hutch and then just run away from Hutch towards the other defensive end, and they're going to be effective running that way. That's what I think.
Well, look, I mean, a quarterback that gave him a problem for a couple of years was Geno Smith, and when Hutch was healthy and they faced Geno Smith, they won that game, and he wasn't as effective as far as with his feet when they had a healthy Hutch. Two of the three games you mentioned, there was no Aiden Hutchinson. So he will be on the field for those games, presumably. Does that make you feel any better? I mean, you say they'll just run the quarterback away from Hutch. I don't know how many times you call a quarterback run against the Lions defense as much as you are a quarterback runs because they are scrambling and then they run to wherever open space they can find.
Yeah, I do agree with you there. Yeah, I love Hutch. Don't get me wrong. It's just I'm trying to see what weakness we have. Like I said, this is the best team I've seen us field, but I'm just hoping for the best because we're going to have a tough schedule and a lot of running quarterbacks are going to have to face so long.
Every championship team has to have a share of luck, and you can't control like who stays healthy, who doesn't. You look very cynical over
I think there's just something that's kind of funny about this. You mentioned Baker Mayfield. He mentioned Baker Mayfield in the game last year.
Yeah.
With the Buccaneers, won the game 20-16. Mayfield ran five times for 34 yards, had a touchdown run.
Mm-hmm.
Longest carry was 12 yards. You know what Aiden Hutchinson did against the offensive
line?
Did
he have three sacks in that game?
No.
He didn't?
No, he had 4.5 sacks in
that game. Okay. I mean, they did lose a game.
They lost, yeah, but they also dominated offensively, but they turned the ball over, and that's why they lost.
As I was sifting through that prediction in The Athletic that has the Lions 12-5, and maybe even the one seed at 12-5 in the NFC because they unveil a division each day, and we're waiting one more division. But as of right now, 12-5 is the best record they have for any team. The NFC, they had this Hutch stat. Do you know that Aiden Hutchinson, who got hurt at halftime of the Dallas game, or right around halftime of the Dallas game, was that week four or week five?
Week six. It came right after a bye week, but it was the fifth game.
It was a fifth game, so he played 4.5 games. Aiden Hutchinson last year had as many or more sacks than Max Crosby, Nolan Smith, A.J. Epineza, Von Miller, Khalil Mack, Rashawn Gary. In the 4.5 games he played, he had as many or more sacks than all those guys who all played double-digit games.
he led the league in quarterback pressures by a mile after the five games. It took like another 3 weeks before somebody passed him in the quarter. He was having one hell of a season last year.
Yep. Bobby is next on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Bobby.
Hey, how's it going?
We're great, Bobby.
So, you know, I don't really understand why the guy was saying we don't have an elite defensive line. I think, like, Aiden Hutchinson is a premier pass rusher in this league.
Well, hold on. Let me just clear it up in a second. He didn't say that he said they had the worst defensive line in the NFC. And I don't think, and just to further clear it up, Lions don't have an elite defensive line, but they sure as hell aren't the worst in the NFC.
All right, sorry about that. That's on me. But, like, Tyreek Williams, I think he'll be a really good space eater for us for the time being with Helene being out. I think DJ Reader's still got some gas left in the tank, you know. And the fact that Marcus Davenport hasn't been injured yet, I think that's a good sign.
hasn't played a game either.
But if Aiden stays healthy and he produces like how he was before he got hurt versus Dallas, I think he could be putting up DPOY numbers again this year.
Defensive player of the year. Yeah. I mean, because that's the trajectory he was on. I don't know if it's sustainable, like what he was doing. I mentioned he had the 4.5 sacks against Tampa. That was in one single game. When he got hurt, he had, 7.5 on the season through five games. You're looking at a 20-plus quarterback sack season. I don't know if that's in the cards for him or not, but I certainly expect him to be a dominant force as he has been since he came in the league.
Yeah. And, you know, not calling him elite pass rusher, I think that's pretty disrespectful, personally.
I'm not too worried about Bernard's take on Aiden Hutchinson. I mean, seriously, if there were a draft of NFL players right now, I mean, he's going in the top 10. Okay, 11. Whatever it is, he's going very, very high.
Actually, if you were going to look at the top edge rushers in the NFL, I think he'd go in the top five for sure.
Yeah, well, I think you'd look at it would be quarterbacks and edge rushers. He would go very high and a much coveted player. And that NFL list, he ranked 55 off of 4.5 games.
Right.
248-539-9797. More of your phone calls and feedback coming up. Hey, do the Lions have a team? Is this the best Lions chance to win a Super Bowl in your lifetime? Are you confident they can do it? And then we got the curiosity of that one open roster spot that Brad said, we just like the flexibility.
Technically have two. They've got the practice squad spot open, too.
Scarsh and Anderson, 97.1.
All right, you guys know which car dealership I love. It's Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield. And it's because they give you real honest pricing and the best deals around. And I'm talking about no gimmicks, no surprises. It's just straight up amazing offers. Here's what I'm talking about. A 2025 Equinox EV, it's only $999 down and just $159 a month. If you're more of a truck person, that's cool. Get behind the wheel of a 2025 Silverado 2FL. It's only $999 down and just $229 a month. That's right, only $229 a month for a truck. And here's the best part. Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield is giving employee pricing for everyone on select demo Equinox, Silverado, and Trax models. You heard that right. Employee pricing for everyone. So whether you're upgrading to a sleek new electric ride with the Equinox or grabbing that tough Silverado for work or play or looking for a solid SUV, Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield has got you covered. And these deals won't last, so head on over to Sarah Chevrolet of Southfield and see why they're the best. And trust me, you're not going to find a better deal anywhere else. That's the Sarah difference.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
God, are you going to eat that schedule for 12:35? Gator, also, a follow-up on a story we had yesterday. Fox and YouTube, or Google, has come up with a temporary agreement that will keep Fox and Fox products on the air for a short period of time while they continue to work on a long-term solution. So those of you with YouTube TV that were worried about maybe the college games tonight, the Michigan State game tomorrow, Ohio State, Texas Saturday, Lions football this year. We had a caller call yesterday and say, guys, we've been through this before. They always work it out at the last minute. It sounds like that guy might have been right. So a bit of a breathing a sigh of relief for those that have that format.
Yeah, YouTube, man, TV. I'm happy for everybody that they get to watch what they want to watch.
248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. Lou is in Detroit, and he is next. Hello, Lou.
Hey, guys. Doug, Scott. My problem, you know, the Lions, very good team. But Brad Hull, very good general manager. But he doesn't address defensive line. That's my only problem with him. I mean, you got to the offensive line and defensive line, it's supposed to, the team is supposed to be built that way, inside out.
Those were their first two draft picks. Their first two draft picks this year were offensive line and defensive line and offensive line.
It's the defensive line that concerns me more, though.
So that's why they used the first round pick on one.
Yeah, but see, what Philly has, I mean, what they did to Kansas City, just pressure them from all throughout the whole game. And when the New England Patriots back in the day, undefeated team. Wow. The Giants put the beat down on Tom Brady, sacked him six times.
So let me be clear here, Lou.
What a good pass rush.
Let me be clear here. You don't think that Brad Holmes put in an effort to build the offensive line in his time in Detroit?
It's more so the defensive line, though, that concerns me. You don't seem to address that for some reason.
They drafted Aiden Hutchinson. They drafted Aleem McNeil. They went out and got DJ Reader. They drafted Tyreek Williams. They've drafted a number of other defensive linemen.
Back to what's that? November, I guess.
Huh?
Aleem won't be back to November, right? With an injury, am I right?
Yes, and that's why they took a defensive tackle with their first round pick.
And this other guy, yeah, what's his name? Crawford, the guy's never on the field. He's always hurt. That's my only problem with the
team. Who is that?
What's his name? Carlton Davis?
Carlton Davis isn't on the team.
Yeah.
I mean, the defensive end that's always hurt all the time.
Oh, Davenport. Well, Davenport is a risk, and I'll give you that. And I thank you for the phone call. There are some concerns with the defensive line. I mean, look, there's a lot being placed on a rookie.
They're banged up right away.
DJ Reader and Tyleek Williams will be the starters in there. They did keep, sign some veteran defensive linemen. They aren't guys that are, they aren't sizzle additions. Ray Lopez is a veteran that's played in this league and can make some plays. They last year brought in Al-Qadim Muhammad, who's made plays for them. McNeil will be back. And there's a risk with Tyleek Williams, right? I mean, can a rookie in the trenches, I mean, you start with just holding your own. Can he hold his own? And can Davenport stay healthy? Those are questions. Those are legitimate questions. I would never say he didn't address it. He might not have addressed it as much as you would have wanted, but they've put a lot of resources into it. There's multiple first-round picks, and there's been big free agent signings. Well, one, DJ Reader was a big free agent signing, but they've used two of the, was it five drafts he's had? Their first pick in those drafts. Their first pick in two of the last four drafts have been defensive line. They've addressed it, and we just got to hope it works.
Yeah, and they've drafted defensive linemen in the second round and in the third round. You know, when in some work and some don't, right? Anzarike hasn't worked out.
No.
Broderick Martin didn't work out, but it doesn't mean that it hasn't tried to address that in the draft. Now, if you're saying that they haven't done enough in free agency, okay, I'll listen to it. I'm not.
I mean, would you feel better if they'd signed a veteran defensive tackle with a high ceiling or high-end player than putting a rookie in there? In the short term, without question, I would feel better. But yeah, and we'll see what Williams is.
And I feel like that's kind of, they added Lopez, and it's kind of like that's for depth. Maybe that's that move. But everybody wants the flashy one, which is the edge rusher.
Yep.
So we'll see what is left to accomplish here. They do have one roster spot to fill. Is that going to end up being a defensive end or someone on the defensive line? I'm not so sure either.
Yeah.
The first two guys they added when they needed to fill three spots, the first two guys are defensive linemen. So that's another area.
Let's go to Doug next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Doug.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're good. Right. Thank you.
Good. Just want to say I'm a transplanted Detroiter living here in the DMV, so I get a lot of Commanders information, and I will be at that game on November 9th.
Cool.
But anyway, what I want to talk about is I hear a lot about the defensive line, the secondary. I think the Lions have the potential to be one of the best secondaries in the NFL. I think the defensive line will be solid. But it seems like the linebacker group is not all that great. I mean, we have Anzalone and Derek Barnes, is it?
Don't leave somebody out.
I'm sorry?
You're leaving somebody out. You're going to hurt Doug's feelings.
Who's that?
Well, the best of the bunch, which is Jack Campbell, yeah.
Jack Campbell. Okay. Okay. But I guess, does Brad Holmes feel confident with this linebacker group? I just don't hear a lot of noise about them.
Well, they did go out and add Zach Cunningham in the offseason to help them when needed.
Grant Stewart.
Grant Stewart. Yeah, but I really like Zach Cunningham a lot. And I like Jack Cunningham a lot. The only one likes
Jack
Doug,
Campbell.
Jack Campbell. And Doug loves Jack Campbell. I'm not worried about the worthy of love. I'm not worried about the linebackers. Why are you worried about the linebackers?
It just seems like the linebackers haven't been a strong suit on the defense. Not that I'm that worried about them, but all the attention seems to be focused on the defensive line and secondary. And I'm not worried about them at all. If Hutchinson is back and gets double teamed, whoever's on the other side of that defensive line, I think will get pressure. He wasn't there last year to get double teams. But the linebacker crew, I guess they just have to really show me that they can handle quick screens, the slant underneath routes, things like that.
Okay, thank you for the phone call, Doug. Appreciate it. I like the linebackers a lot. Anzalone, you hang another year on him. You always wonder about that. Derek Barnes is coming off injury. Jack Campbell's obviously trending to be the best linebacker in the league. And then the depth, Stewart and Zach Cunningham and Rodrigo comes back at some point, is a pretty good second line group of linebackers. But, you know, I mean, there are questions about, I hope Barnes is healthy and making plays, and I hope Anzalone is still playing at a high level.
I mean, Barnes is playing. He's practicing the whole bit. I mean, he's better off right now, I feel, than whenever Rodriguez comes back to the team, because Rodriguez is going to have to take a while before he gets reacclimated to it.
248-539-9797. Do you think the Lions have a team to win the Super Bowl? The roster's set. Is this the best chance in your lifetime? You've seen them with a chance to win the Super Bowl. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, Scott, I'm sure it wasn't lost on you what one Parker Meadows did last night.
Oh, did he go 2 for 3 with a triple? Leading off for the Mud Hens before exiting the game late?
Yeah. I know some people will be saying their thought on this. Well, Parker Meadows can't pitch. No, he can't.
But, no, he can't. But
and right now, currently, I'm not sure some of the Tigers can. We got to get this. Get this out of their system.
I just want to get different. How about a major league ballpark? Let's see this again. Mm-hmm. The Athletics are a team I really think that in the next couple of years are going to take big steps forward. They've got a lot of young talent there. If they can hang on to it.
Yep.
They could do some stuff.
248-539-9797. Back to your open line calls. We go to Kevin. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to piggyback off the other guy who was talking about the Lions. They're going to be fine, guys. I know the Lion is missing Ragnow. I miss him, too. That's my boy. But I think they're going to be fine, even though they're young. And that other guy was talking about, I don't know what planet he's living on, talking about their defense is terrible. But Detroit is probably going to have – I'm predicting a top five defense. That's what I'm feeling.
Wow.
Let me tell you guys something. I have feelings more like my mom, and when I usually have feelings, I'm right. I told a partner of mine last year that they was going to go 15-2 when the season started, and he was like, "Man, you crazy." I said, "Just watch. At the end of the season, they'll be 15-2. I'm predicting right now here on you guys' show.
Let's hear it.
They're going to be 17-1. I don't know. I'm not feeling exactly which game they're going to lose. But I see them being better than what they was last year.
Well, I'll tell you
what, going to the Super Bowl.
If they go 17-1, I'll tell you which game they lose. You ready? I'll tell you which one they lose. The first game of the playoffs.
No, they're going to win the playoffs.
Okay, well,
they're going to make the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah,
No, let me tell you what team they're going to lose to. I think I see them losing to
Kevin. Let me stop you.
Let me stop you.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, San Diego. They're going to lose to San Diego.
That's even funnier. Kevin, there are only 17 games in a regular season. So if you go 17 and 1.
No, not 17, 16-1. I'm sorry, guys.
Okay,
I'm
there
sorry.
We go. And the other I'm thing sorry. Is the team that used to play in San Diego plays in Los Angeles and has for the last several years.
LA. Yeah, right. LA. Not San Diego. Right. LA. Stafford.
Other than that,
I think they're going to be fine, man.
And it's not Stafford, it's Herbert.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, okay. Back away from the desk.
He's got the Lions win the Four Nations.
He's got them traded for Bregman.
The funny thing is, hold on, they don't play the Chargers, so it's not even San Diego moved to LA. It's the Rams.
What about Stafford?
He did say Stafford. He did say Stafford. So
who does not play in San Diego?
And never did. Anyway.
Now, he's all hyped up on his 15-2 record from last year.
But this year he's got a
feeling.
But he's on the record. 16-1, and you're right, 17-1 would suck.
It would be the worst ever.
17-1 would mean they go undefeated in the regular season and lose their first playoff game.
You would have some very unhappy folks out there.
Because for people who don't know why, there's only 17 regular season games, so the only way to possibly get to 17-1 would be undefeated in the regular season. Lose the first game in a playoff.
That's right.
Because if you are 16-1 after the regular season,
you need to keep explaining.
I'm making sure. I think I'm explaining to Kevin. And you win your first playoff game, you have to play another game, so you can't finish. Anyway, Black in Detroit, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Black?
Oh my God, Doug, stop it.
Hey.
And you know what's so funny? He probably don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know,
he's starting to figure it out.
Right. Because you could tell where he was. He was all over the place. Bernard was all over the place. But here's what I wanted to say to you guys real quick before I hit it. I love your show because it seems like the rabbit ear fans in this town now wasn't like this because the Tigers were, you know, basically not good. The Lions were not good. The Pistons back, you know, in the day. But now, if a team loses three games or four games like the Tigers, if the Lions lose to the Commanders in the playoffs, go 15-2, if the Pistons, when they lost to the Knicks, it's like the world. And I think that came from the media, not you guys' show, but the other shows, and I won't get into none of that, it's always negative. And there's a way to do it, but you don't have to be the world's coming to an end. And everybody's, every day, everybody's a better than Brad Holmes. They're better than Scott Harris. I mean, I got it. You're tired of your opinion, But the way they push it, like now, the guy gave his narrative, Bernard, all the Lions don't have no players. Y'all didn't just, you still allowed him room for opinion. It was off, but you gave him that much. It wasn't like, oh, this guy's stupid, hang up on him. And I'm listening to people, I'm like, what is wrong? What happened to talk radio?
An indictment, that one phone call is an indictment on the entire format. Look, everybody does their show their own way, and Gator and I are comfortable with the way we do it, and we have no problem with people who do it other ways. It's because, appeal to different people, and that's perfectly fine. We've been around for 18 years and like doing it, much to the dismay of maybe a show that follows us, but we're still here. the guys, look, the guys sometimes bring up some points in crosstalk and stuff where I'm like, that's a good point. I get worried about stuff too. And everything's not always positive. But what you're doing when you're building a team and you're coaching a team, to me, it feels like you're just trying to come up with the best percent chance you have to win, to mitigate the chance of loss. Because there's no guarantees. The biggest debate right now, and it's a valid question, with the Lions is, should they put more effort into one season? And the reason why I don't have a problem with them putting more effort into one season is because that is GMing out of desperation. And I think if you let the history of the organization dictate what you do now, you are overreacting to stuff that had nothing to do with you. Brad Holmes, that stuff had nothing to do with him. He is trying to build a team that's going to win multiple Super Bowls. Is he making massive moves and trades that are going all in for one? And I get why fans want him to. Hey, I haven't seen one.
Right.
I am getting older. I want to see one before I die. He isn't. That's not how he GMs. He's trying to sustain this thing. And here's the best part. If he keeps drafting like this, and I don't want to do victory laps for this year's draft already, I think this draft class is going to rival the previous draft class in terms of the level of impact it has. I think these top three players that he got are all going to be really, really good. But with that said, that's the way to sustain it, and you will compete for Super Bowls if you keep drafting like this.
Yeah, but you have to have the opportunity to pounce on something when it presents itself, right? Mm-hmm. So was the opportunity there to pounce on and landing Trey Hendrickson? Well, I don't know. He ended up re-signing. Was the opportunity there to pounce on any of these other players? Miles Garrett, he re-signed. All these guys have ended up re-signing with their teams. So how realistic was it to land him? And now the newest one is Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
How realistic is it? Well, everybody's talking about, ooh, Green Bay they're going to make their move to go get him. And they might. Does that mean that the Lions are asleep at the wheel, or does that mean that the Lions can't get it done, or what?
Well, if a team makes a move for Micah Parsons, what they give up is a big part of the story, because you're not going to get him cheap.
No, nor should it be. But I think if you ask Lions fans right now, would you give up two first-round picks and a second-round pick to get Micah Parsons, and people would say, hell yes, and I would too, because at this point they have built this roster up through the draft. You do have confidence that they're going to be able to continue that going forth. But what you don't know is what Dallas is willing to do. Yeah. Are they serious about trying?
Right. I hope Brad Holmes knows.
Brad Holmes should know. But I mean, what Jerry Jones is going to do, really only Jerry Jones knows. If he's going to end up, capitulating and giving Micah Parsons the contract that he wants or not. We don't know. And, one thing we've always said about Jerry is, sometimes just give him a little more time, because he'll do the crazy.
Yeah, that's true.
He traded for Roy Williams way back when. We're like, wow, he really gave the Lions got a first round pick for Roy. Okay, great. We'll take that. You never know what he's going to do, which means
enough bourbon down in Dallas for him to do something crazy.
Just stay in touch with Jerry, because if he is willing to move that piece, can you get that piece? And you certainly would rather have that piece then see that piece go to your rival.
It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hope everybody's doing well. It is the Carson Anderson program. Gator, I got to tell you, I have something in common with you. I've realized it, and I realized it yesterday.
Our love of flannel?
No. Oh. It is, why don't you like ribs?
Get messy.
Yesterday was National Peaches Day. That's what I don't like about peaches.
Did you get messy?
Yeah, when you bite into a peach, invariably, like, the juice starts to drip down your hand. It's true of nectarines. It's true of plums, which I like them all, but I think they're all messy. And I was like, because we sometimes check what national day is it that we have topic on. And I was like, National Peaches
sometimes,
Day.
Sometimes, like, every day check it, but yeah.
And I was like, you know what? One of the drawbacks of peaches, and I like them, is that they're messy. And sometimes they're like they're in that sweet spot where they're hard enough and you can cut them up and quarter them or whatever.
Sure.
And then you know, you
eliminate the mess.
Yeah, yeah. That can help. But sometimes they're so soft, which people think sometimes it's the best of the peach, and it just starts dripping down your hand. I can't stand that. So we have that in common. Well, for you it's ribs. For me it's that's also why I don't eat ribs. they're messy.
Chickens have ribs, right?
Chicken wings, though? Your same thing with chicken wings?
Right, which is kind of like, I mean, I'll eat chicken wings, but typically I like to dip them in the sauce, or if I get them, I'd rather the dry rub chicken wings.
Okay.
But if I had my druthers, I'll just get the chicken tenders or the boneless chicken wings, the misnomered boneless wing.
Gotcha. 248-539-9797. Anyway, next hour, another edition of Are You Gonna Eat That? 1235. We go to Colin and Macomb. You're on 97.1. Hello, Colin.
Hey, Doug, Gator. Great show as always.
Thank
always
you.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. So really, I wanted just to call in to kind of tell everybody to relax on the D-line. I mean, really, if you think about it, there's only a few teams that have just up and down studs across the line, and I mean, and think about it, it's one of them's the Giants. I mean, and that's not even a team that's really going to be, I'm not going to say not competitive, because with that great D-line that they have, they are going to be pretty competitive with Russell Wilson possibly, hopefully kind of being a good quarterback for them. But I mean, if you look at all great teams, I mean, Kansas City, you got Chris Jones, but really who else on that D-line is formidable to compare to another Hutch, you know? And even the Eagles weren't able to keep Sweat on the D-line.
I think we can agree the Eagles have a better defensive line. And we can agree on that. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Absolutely.
And that's one of the things that helps define who the Eagles are. But, I mean, I understand why people want the perfect team. They want the perfect roster. And the perfect roster means that you've got Pro Bowl players at every position. So that's what they want. They want somebody opposite Hutchinson that can continue to wreak havoc. You get that pass rush, it takes pressure off of the secondary for sure. I understand it. It's just that there's no example in the history of the NFL of a perfect roster.
Absolutely. And that's all I was really calling about is, like, even Kansas City, they've never had a great receiving core. Every year it feels like some people fall off and they make, you know, do with what they have. And I think that's kind of a problem in Detroit is we don't understand this culture thing because of so long we had such a bad culture that – it's not exactly about 100% of the people that you put into those positions. It's about everybody doing their job. And I think that kind of showed last year with even having 15 injuries on our defense, we were still competing. Yes, towards the end of the year, we were struggling. But when you pull Jamal Adams off the couch and Kawan Alexander, people that we haven't seen that actually were great players, come in and actually do something for us, I mean, people are just, they're panicking. And Brad Holmes is telling you, like, we have the culture that can keep us in the winning position. And I think people talk about the two first-round picks and a second-round pick for a defensive end. I mean, are you okay with giving up a Jahmyr Gibbs, a Jack Campbell, and a Sam Laporta, or a Brian Branch? I mean, it's about really thinking about who are we getting in those positions off of the deals, because you're getting a guy that you're going to want to get $40 million, and then you got – three players that could go off of rookie deals.
Something, Colin, to keep in mind is Philly did just win the Super Bowl, and Philly finished in the middle of the NFL with 41 quarterback sacks, only four more than the Detroit Lions, who did not have Aiden Hutchinson for the bulk of the season. Another defensive line measurement is yards per rush allowed that I put a lot of stock into, and Philly was 18th in the league in yards per rush allowed. I think that speaks to I might have that wrong. Hold on for a second. They were a little bit better than that. They were, my apologies, they were 10th. The Lions allowed, the Philly allowed 4.26 yards per rush allowed. The Lions were 4.53. And again, the Lions didn't have Hutch. And the Lions ended up in the end, they didn't have Aleem McNeil, and they didn't have, it just felt like it was just a who's who of injuries. Philly's defensive line is good, but they, you know, they weren't so off the charts good that you look at it and say, boy, the Lions better do what Philly did. Lions are good in other ways, and they're, I think they're good enough up front defensively with a healthy group. Now, we're going to have to sit and wait on Aleem McNeil.
Well, I mean, the thing is, there's such the contrast, right? I mean, Philadelphia went with the defensive lineman in the draft where the Lions could have gotten him, and they, instead Lions went offense. And it happened 2 years in a row like that, didn't it? The Lions ended up taking Jahmyr Gibbs and Jameson Williams
yeah.
into back-to-back drafts, and they got Jalen Carter and Jordan Davis. So I mean, it's just different philosophies on how to do things.
Yeah, I mean, look, the reason we're talking about this is because this morning one of the questions at the Brad Holmes news conference was, have you built a roster that can win a Super Bowl? Is this goals to win a Super Bowl? Have you built a roster that can win the Super Bowl? And he basically said, yeah, he loves everything in the organization and started laundry listing all the things he loves. And then Ray Agnew came in and it was there too, the assistant GM. He was also at the podium and he said, look, I've been part of Super Bowl teams. And you know what this team has that Super Bowl teams have? Playmakers at every level. And he's right. They really do. They have pretty much an elite player, if not elite, exceptionally good player and playmaker at every level. I mean, they got guys in the secondary.
Yeah.
They got guys, the linebacking core, I think, is very good. I don't know if they have a technically elite playmaker, but the defensive line clearly has one. Penei Sewell's the best offensive right tackle in the game. You've got playmakers at wide receiver. Quarterback's great. Running backs are outstanding. I mean, it looks like a pretty damn strong team.
Yeah, it's almost like they're one of the favorites to win the Super Bowl or get there. So I think all three of us agree that the Lions have a really good team, a really good roster, a really good chance to go far in the playoffs.
Yep.
But if you had to pick one specific area where they're the weakest at, what would you think it would be? What would you what would you point out?
I think the center.
I worry about the interior of the offensive line, and I worry about the interior of the defensive line. I can see why both could be successful, but a lot is being asked of some young players at both those positions, at the defensive tackle spot and the three interior offensive line spots.
And I don't want that to sound like it's a complete indictment of Graham Glasgow. I actually think Graham Glasgow will be fine at center, but you're asking what's the weakest part of this team. It might be it, or you could say maybe the defensive end opposite Hutch. Well, but you really have to search to find weak links. And I don't know if they're weak links. They're just, okay, if I'm ranking all the positions on a piece of paper, that comes down at the bottom of it, but it's good enough.
Mine would be defensive end depth. Okay, so I think we all have a clear, absolute stud in Aiden Hutchinson. And that after that, just depth-wise, they literally don't even roster enough guys. You know what I mean? They came out of the first cuts with just Davenport and Muhammad, right?
Yeah.
And so then they went out and picked up one from waivers. But other than that, defensive end depth would be, I think, my personal weakest spot for the Lions. And we'll see what happens because there's still an open roster spot. And even though I don't think they're very interested in Za'Darius Smith, that's a possibility. Other than that, though, I really love the team. I do.
248-539-9797. Carson Anderson, we got open lines. We will get to your phone calls coming up here on 97.1. We will play more of what Brad Holmes had to say. This got people going. Dave in Gibraltar writes in, yes, best Lions team ever, top to bottom, with the mental fortitude to win tough games in a lot of different ways, despite the one outlier game with Washington last year. Yeah, I mean, that It damaged some people is what it feels like. What else here? As constructed, no, they're not winning the Super Bowl nor going to the Super Bowl. Way too thin at defensive end. That's from Med in a van. Hey, guys, this is Mike B. from Detroit. I like the roster that the Lions have, but I feel like we're an injury away on the defensive line. If Hutch or Davenport gets hurt, then we'll be running around trying to find a body to fill in. I mean, you guys are bringing up there's a lot of teams, probably every team, that has a player or two that if they get hurt, they're screwed.
Yeah, most teams it's the quarterback.
And that would 100% be screwed.
Injuries can derail a season like that. Absolutely, they can derail a season.
Hey, Doug and Scott, this Lions team is not a Super Bowl-level team. I think it's a good team and a fun team, but not great. They are missing an elite rusher opposite of Hutch. Do we need a shutdown corner? How's our center and guard play? Okay, nobody else has an elite pass rusher opposite their elite pass rusher.
It's not true.
Who?
Houston.
Okay, they're pretty good. But
And the Giants do have... They have yet to realize that potential, but these guys can be very good with the Giants. But to the point, there ain't many of those teams.
Neither
of those teams. I mean, those teams aren't Super Bowl, but Giants do not.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I'd call them both elite, but I would say this: neither of those teams that have that are Super Bowl contenders. Well, they're not as strong as Super Bowl contenders, the Lions.
Right.
248-539-9797. Are you going to eat that at 1235-971?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.